You know, I need to introduce everybody up here. We don't have an MC for this stage. This is kind of like a workshop stage, but we can get by without it. You think we can? All right. I'd like to introduce this fella on my right here. You know, he's got laryngitis. He played the Grand Ole Opry. Now, he's a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Been since 1964. But anyway, he played the Opry this just like 2 nights ago. And after the Opry, he got laryngitis. And so I'm going to let him talk a little bit to you. But how about a hand for Bobby Osborne?
In here, you don't believe I got it. You know it now, don't you?
Yeah, even talking hurts. I know how that is because I've had that jitis thing myself. Now, over here on the banjo, this guy, you know, he's one of my idols because I used to be a banjo player, you know. And I listened to that guy and Earl Scruggs, and I thought that's the only two that's any good. No, just kidding. There was Don Reno, too. I like Don, you know, I did. But anyway, he played with Jimmy Martin and Paul Williams, you know, and they recorded such great standard bluegrass songs. And then he got his own band soon after that and made a great impact on bluegrass music and country music because he's had some of the best musicians and singers in the world to go through his band, you know. And I wish you'd make him welcome, J.D. Crowe. Yeah. Over here on the little fiddle, man, we're going to get him to fiddle you one. He might fiddle right now. I didn't ask him if he wanted to fiddle earlier or not. But Bobby Hicks is his name. Yes, now I'll tell you something about Bobby Hicks. You know, he recorded some of the standard bluegrass songs in the middle 50s with Bill Monroe. I just don't know the years. He could tell you exactly. But he recorded some of the great fiddle breaks on Bill Monroe's songs. One was Dark as the Night, Blue as the Day. That comes to mind. And I thought that was a great fiddle break. Anyway, he quit and went to Las Vegas and made a whole bunch of money. He did. He went, and he didn't gamble a bit. He made it playing music and singing in Las Vegas. He played. I remember when I was with Bill Monroe, we stopped in there because we thought on the way back from L.A. to Nashville, we thought, well, we might see Bobby Hicks. But he was out on the road, I think, with Judy Lynn at that time. So then he came back to Nashville and played with Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder for he had helped establish that sound, you know, that Ricky Skaggs had. And then, right now, though, he's kind of semi-retired, and he's trying to. They won't let him retire, you know. But that's Bobby Hicks. Give Bobby a hand. Now, Bobby, if you will, let's see, I got to introduce this guy behind me here. He's one that makes me play. He plays that bass. He just makes me. If it wasn't for him, I couldn't keep up, you know. We played together for, I got to tell you, I'll start at the beginning of the story. Now, I'm taking up a lot of time here, I guess, but he started playing the bass when he was about 14. He was only about that big then. And soon after that, I took a job with Bill Monroe, and I left, you know. And when I come back, he'd been playing with everybody. He played with Alec and Old Bell Campbell up there at Sunset Park. Any folks ever been to Sunset Park? Nobody. You have it. Bobby's been there. JD's been there. That was up there in Westgrove, PA, you know, and he was playing staff band there, playing bass fiddle. And then he went to work for, after that, Red Allen and the Kentuckians, you know, along with David Grisman, the dog, was playing the mandolin, and Jerry on the bass, and Porter Church, we know Porter, he was playing banjo at that time. And then he came back with me, and then Don Reno called him, wanted to play bass with him, so he played bass with Don Reno, Bill Harrell, and Red Smiley came back to play. And so he played with him and recorded records with him. And but right now he's here with us today. A little hand for Jerry McCurry, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I appreciate it. Now we're down to this guitar player, and there's nothing I can say. I mean, you all know him, and we played together since we was kids, and it'd take me all day to tell you exactly what I feel about him. You know, he's a great guy. How about a hand for my brother Del McCurry, would you?
Hicks to play something on the fiddle, and we never asked him exactly what he's going to play today, so we'll just try to follow in behind you there. Okay, and make sure we're in the right key. Maybe this key, huh? Oh, right. Ain't nobody can play this like Bobby Hicks, Maiden's Prayer.